Here we go, WSJU Radio, Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses with yours truly, Anthony Pavena, DJ Mad Max. How are you doing, Anthony Pavena, on this Thursday afternoon?
Doing pretty good. It's already kind of like freezing up a little bit.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Hold on now. You could hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, now you're good.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing pretty well. We have a lot to discuss. Breaking news last night with the great legend Tom Seaver passing away from the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest to ever do it.
Yep, 75 years old. Was suffering from Alzheimer's, which, you know, is a debilitating terminal disease that just gets worse as the years go on. And I heard that it was kind of complicated with
COVID-19.
So, I mean, and it was really sudden because he only left public life like last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you figured that he would have had many years after that, like not in like the public, not in the public spotlight, but you know, this year has just been absolutely terrible.
John Thompson passed away, former coach of Georgetown.
Yep. Chadwick Boseman passed away from colon cancer. You forget Kobe Bryant back in January. It's been an absolutely terrible year, and, you know, you lose Tom Seaver, and, you know, I mean, I know that you're like more of like a football fan or a basketball fan, like the Mets are like your baseball team. But like Tom Seaver does represent that franchise. See, because the Mets are always built on great pitching. You know, yeah, they're a pitching
like now, DeGrom, Syndergaard.
Oh, absolutely. But they have always been a pitching-oriented franchise. And then always started with the franchise, and that was Tom Terrific. Three-time Cy Young Award winner. Led them to the 69 World Series. Kind of had a really like a bad ending to his Met career, being traded to the Cincinnati Reds. I forget who they got in that trade, but it doesn't really matter because Mets fans were just absolutely sad and disheartened that day many years ago when he was traded. And to this day, they still don't realize why he was traded, but he was traded to the Reds. He played for a couple of other teams after
that. The Red Sox in 1986 was the best one that year. Oh, it's freezing up again.
300th game. So he did do it in New York against the Yankees, but he wasn't a Met uniform on. So he's always going to be the greatest Met of all time, hands down. And first off, anyone that goes through Alzheimer's disease is just it's not a fun ride for the one inflicted and the family that's around them. It's just an absolutely horrible experience, I've heard.
Yeah.
And with COVID, it just doesn't get any worse. So we send out our heartfelt condolences to the Seaver family in this tough time. And
COVID's going back up again.
Is it?
It's going back up everywhere.
Where?
College campuses all over the place.
Well, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But being out of college, man, I just don't really I don't really know this stuff.
So, you know, St. John's is probably hiding the cases on campus. There are 4 confirmed cases already. But who knows how many more there are.
Have you stepped on campus at all?
Once. I went last Tuesday.
To go to the station?
Yeah, there was a bunch of nonsense going on over there, and I had to make sure everything was running well for the club.
What kind of nonsense?
Well, the card access wasn't working. There was something wrong with the board.
couldn't even give you like a month for stuff to go right, and then the first week, it's like, oh, we can't even get into the place.
Yeah. No. Oh, you should have seen the email that I got. Was it a couple days? I think it was Monday morning. It wasn't an email. It was a text message because Jordan texted me. He was letting another member into the station, and his card access wasn't working. He calls public safety. They refused to let him in. He told them I was on e-board last semester. He was on e-board. Now he's on the e-board this semester. He's the current music director.
Yeah.
Still wouldn't let him in.
But like, why? They should have given him like a legitimate reason why.
You know what I think about them, because they're just, hey, I'm from home. I could say what I want. We're on the WSJU radio airwaves. I could say it. Public safety is just a bunch of bastards.
Just a bunch of bastards. My goodness gracious, man.
We're on the WSJU airwaves right now saying that. But, you know, it's freedom of speech. What do you want me to say? I'm sick of it. Our members can't even get into our own office. By the way, how about when they were carding our black members last semester?
You told me about that, right?
Yeah.
Why was that? Why was that happening? Wait, was this happening in April and May? Like the later months of like that.
It happened right after Christmas break when we came. We didn't have February break. Because we didn't come back for after spring break. I think we came back one day. I didn't go back because I was hearing about COVID. It was breaking out all over the place. Like, hell no, I'm not going back. So
it happened
in February, right after that whole month-long break from Christmas, and we came back.
When did George Floyd happen? George Floyd happened when, in like April, May?
I think either May or June.
So it was before like the George Floyd stuff, because if it – why is it always like I don't get, I never understood public safety. I get it, they're ex NYPD officers,
so they tend to be very racist.
Oh yeah,
the NYPD, we've heard stories that go back to Giuliani's age, which we know.
Yeah,
done. They're not upstanding citizens. They're basically criminals with badges, in my opinion.
How about the LAPD?
Oh, they're corrupt. How about with them with Death Row? They had that connection.
Death Row record. They were the bodyguards. The bodyguards were the cops. They're just getting paid off. No, there was another black man that was, I don't know if he was killed, but he was definitely shot. I think he was shot in Southern LA. I think last week.
Yeah.
Southern Los Angeles. And I'm like, well, that's the LAPD.
We're not surprised. They need to do something about this. Trump's not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything. He likes it. He's fine with it.
The problem is they're not. Problem is like the more riots and loot, the more riots that's going on right now, the worst of violence is getting. Like, we have yet to see like any sort of call for peace. Because it's just these outside agitators that are going at it, and you've got the police shooting at protesters with rubber bullets and tear gas.
And then you got the other jerks on the pickup trucks with paintball guns.
And then you had this kid from Kenosha, this 17-year-old kid crossing the state border with a freaking automatic rifle.
AR-15.
Killing two people. Yeah, like. I don't even know, like, this is what I mean. Like, we don't, like, this year is not going to end clean. This election season is not going to be clean. You can't tell me that after all these months of all this damage and just bloodshed. And when I say damage, I mean millions of dollars in property damage that is just going on throughout the country. In Portland, in Chicago, in any place that's, you know, that has these big protests, even Kenosha recently, it's not going to end clean. There's going to be like a line of people there that are going to be fighting just fighting with guns. It's going to be crazy.
You're ready for – I know you said that. You've been saying it for years, the Second Civil War. We bring it up a lot on our podcast, a lot on our show here. Second Civil War. Will it be before the election? Will it be after the election? We don't know.
All people want is – wait, what? Civil War?
Yeah, the Second Civil War. See?
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming, dude. I'm telling you. But all the protesters want, all we want is to get rid of qualified immunity. No cop should have tenure. No cop. They're not teachers. Teachers aren't put into places where they have to, you know, where they have to actually physically harm somebody, or they could, or they're capable of. See, teachers, see, like, teaching is different. I mean, I guess, like, tenure, there are some teachers out there that are terrible and are mean or strict, and then you ask yourself, well, why aren't they fired? Well, because they have tenure. You know, I get that. But cops with this, with the qualified immunity, like, that should not even be.
It's gotta
like,
go.
That can't happen. Doctors get fired for messing up one surgery. I mean, like, it can't happen. And we have to, and we want unqualified, we want qualified immunity gone. We want actual police departments to make their cop records public. Why are they so quick to hide the records of some of these police officers? You could actually, you know, protect your communities better if you knew who was actually protecting them. If you're a registered sex offender, you are on record for life. Felons out there who, like, people that commit crimes that, you know, they made a mistake in life. And to the degree that they did it, yeah, they are considered felons. It's on their record. They have a hard time getting a job. They have a hard time up. They have a hard time applying for housing, doing pretty much anything, because it's on record. And it's out there. People can find out. Why can't the public find out who the people are that are supposed to protect and serve us? That's all we want. See, a big misconception around this country is that people honestly think that we want to see every cop get shot in the head. Of course, there's some people out there, but they're nuts. They're lunatics. The majority of people do not want to see cops just disappear. That's not what we want. We just want the system to work in our favor because, number one, we pay for it. That's taxpayer money.
Yeah.
That's taxpayer money to go and kill George Floyd and go and shoot Jacob Blake. You know what? It's on us. They work for us. Never forget that. They work for us.
Yeah. And then they demand respect.
Exactly. And we just want to be on equal level here. We want to know if you've made a mistake or made multiple mistakes, and the union just sweeps it under the table. Can't be doing that.
That's God knows how much they've gotten away with.
This dude, there's millions of police departments in this country. My town that has about like 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Our police department has like 25 officers. 2,000 people. I mean, you've got towns in states. You've got 50 states. You've got thousands of towns that may have 10,000 people, and, you know, they could have 60 cops on the department. What are their records? What have they done?
Yeah.
Have they profiled people wrongly? Have they gone too, you know, comfortable with their gun? I mean, like, have they treated people like, you know, not up to their standard?
Like, these are.
I want to know. I think it's important to know.
It's important to know. The people out there that wish for all cops to get killed are lunatics and idiots. Because that's not what that's not what we want. That's not what we want. We want the system to benefit us, the people. The system should benefit all peoples. Because as I said before, we're the ones who pay for it. And number two, that's what the Constitution is based on. It's by of and for the people. That's what the system of this country should be. Better go for everybody.
A few episodes ago, you mentioned that the Klansmen are just waiting in the weeds. I think they've infiltrated the police departments of the United States because they hide and they're protected that way. And they get to do everything you see them doing, profiling, killing innocent minorities.
Well, they're not going to be coming out in their hoods.
No.
Just know that. It's not going to be, like, blatant. But maybe, like, you know, that's what I'm telling you, man. Like, this kid, this 17-year-old kid, who's to say that they're not planning something right now?
Like a secret attack.
Secret attack. Do something, you know. Intimidate the people that are supposed to be like our leaders. It could happen anywhere, man. It doesn't just have to be like them coming out and just like shooting people. It could be as simple as them buying off some local politician, buying off somebody that's working at the polling places. The big time polling places in a state, the swing states, I mean, yeah. Like Michigan or Ohio or Pennsylvania or Florida, places like that, North Carolina, could be in any sort of way. But it's not going away. And I mean, seeing it at St. John's really isn't surprising.
You told me about the rally that you went to that time. What was it, in Sun Yat-sen or Little Theater? Where people were just calling situations that happened to them on campus where they felt profiled, whether it was from a public safety officer or teacher.
It was any sort of situation.
Students as well.
Yeah. Right in front of the admins. It was a real, it's one of those situations that's so eye-opening that you're like, wow, like, where have I been living? Where have I been living my whole life?
Yeah.
But, man, I want to, like, let's transition to a little bit to, like, some sportsy.
Yeah.
Here.
Breaking news.
The Nets hired a new head coach today.
Steve Nash. Really quick.
Steve Nash, the Hall of Fame point guard, Steve Nash. Man.
Give me your thoughts.
I want to ask you, man, when you heard that name, what did you think?
It was totally out of left field. I wasn't expecting it at all. You heard the rumors of them trying to get Greg Popovich to come over to the Brooklyn Nets and coach the team. I wasn't expecting Steve Nash. I read reports that he did build a personal rapport with Kevin Durant during his time in Golden State. So,
yeah, he did a lot with, like, player development and stuff like that, which I love.
Yeah.
If Nash can come here and just bring on team chemistry that could lead us to, God, like, going to the NBA Finals would be great. Winning a title that's otherworldly. I don't know where this Nets team is going to go in 2 years. I don't know where it's going to go. Because the Eastern Conference, I mean – Your real threats are probably just Boston and Milwaukee. I think that with a fully healthy Brooklyn Nets team, they can beat the Raptors, and they can beat the Heat too.
Yeah,
the Bucks are going to be really tough, and the Celtics. The freaking Celtics always win.
Yeah, you know
that. The Celtics can fail at something and still come out on top.
But got that right.
I just feel like if the Knicks hired Steve Nash, the media would be in an uproar.
Yeah. They hired the great Tom Thibodeau, who stinks, in my opinion.
Stinks. But wouldn't you think if they hired Steve Nash, the fans would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they'd be killing him. It'd be Derek Fisher all over again.
Now, don't forget, well, the Knicks are a different situation than the Nets. The Knicks have a bunch of young kids that need to be, you know, that need to blossom a little bit more
and develop. I'll be in the one in the corner holding my breath, turning blue.
Yeah, absolutely. See guys like RJ and Mitchell Robinson actually build themselves up, and you know they don't have veterans. The Nets have veterans, and veterans play a part in who the coach is. And I just feel like veterans don't want to be coached. Veterans don't want to have a highly technical guy that's going to come up with schemes and stuff like that. You know, Steve Kerr is a pretty good coach, but I think it's mostly the people that are on the floor that he gets to put out there, the lineups that he makes. You know, how many titles did they win? Four?
Yep.
Four titles? I mean, the rosters that he had. I mean, he's a good coach, but he was definitely good for the players. He was a name. He played on those 90s Bulls teams. He has championships. And he was able to work with them in a way that, you know, they can sort of do their own thing. That's what veterans want. That's why the Knicks were so enraptured with Fizdale, because the players loved Fizdale.
Oh, he turned out to be a freaking bust, that guy. You couldn't get him out of New York City fast enough.
Well, it's because Fizdale couldn't coach. He's a players guy. But the Knicks didn't have players.
They never do. I don't think they've had a player since 2013.
No. So hopefully Steve can, you know, take this team to the next level. First off, I think it all comes down to health. I think that it comes down to whether this team can win big. If you can beat the Raptors in most of the games that you play, if you could just step up and be like a top three seed in the Eastern Conference,
you'll be very happy.
Oh, I'd be ecstatic.
Remember the year they only won 9 games?
Yep, I remember that. I think that was the last year at Prudential in Newark. The last game. I think the last year in Newark. Man, bad times. But hopefully, you know, things go really good.
I think the Nets have had more better times.
Than the Knicks?
Way better times, yeah, than the Knicks.
Well, the Nets have always flown under the radar, so it's easier to say that. The Knicks every year just gets thrown under the microscope. But the Nets haven't had, much glory.
2014,
yeah. Well, they had
Darren Williams, KG, Paul Pierce,
Joe Johnson. It was a really great team, but it wasn't going to last. It was like the Knicks team in 2013. Just wasn't going to last. Couldn't be sustained.
Jason Kidd is head coach.
Yeah. That's what people are kind of comparing this to.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's Net fans that are outraged about this, and people, NBA fans in general, saying that this was a bad move. I don't know. I'm not judging any move. I want to see what Steve Nash hasn't coached yet. I want to see what he does for this team. To be honest, I'd rather have him than Thibodeau, because I know that I don't think Thibodeau is going to pan out.
Well, because people wanted Popovich.
Yep.
But Popovich, I feel like he was just. First off, he would have had to agree to leave San Antonio.
I don't think he would have agreed to leave San Antonio. He's going to retire there.
Yeah. I mean, if the money was there, and maybe they did, offer him big money, and he just said no. Maybe. I don't know how it went. They were looking into Ty Lue.
I didn't want Ty Lue. Ty Lue was like okay. He was with Cleveland and he won that championship. But I just don't. I couldn't see Ty Lue being like the guy. I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
no.
You don't really know successful head coaches until you actually see them in action. Mike Boonholzer turned into a great coach.
Did nothing in Atlanta and became the great coach up in Milwaukee.
Nick Nurse, incredible coach of Toronto, made them champions last year. You know, Brad Stevens came from, he was a college coach in Butler. And, you know, and then he turned the Celtics. He moved them into a different phase of the franchise away from Doc Rivers into the Brad Stevens era. Built up great players like Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, you know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all these guys. They signed Kemba Walker. He's killing it. I think the Celtics are gonna easily beat the Raptors in the second round series because they're just a better run team right now. So I mean, it's all about seeing the coach in action. You can't judge it by the friggin' press conference. Seriously, like, I thought that David Fizdale was going to be a pretty good head coach with the Knicks. Turns out it didn't happen. Derek Fisher, I thought could have been a good head coach.
Should never got rid of Mike Woodson.
Never. Isn't he a did they bring him back as a assistant?
Yeah.
Mike Woodson?
I hope Thibodeau is out here in a year. And they put Mike Woodson back in the top seat.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, just slide him back in.
Slide him in. Man. But, man, I want to talk about the Jets, too. Training camp started.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine was showing me, like, footage of him, like, passing to Le'Veon. It was, like, in the red zone, and Le'Veon caught the catch. It was just, like, I think it was the green and white practice.
Yeah.
Which on a normal year would have fans, but considering COVID, now there's no fans for the green and white practice. So Le'Veon caught the catch and he kind of like fought off a defender and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Well, the defense does stink for the Jets now, in my opinion. I think it's terrible. They need two corners. Trash. Yeah, it's so bad. You know they're going to get killed.
It's trash. It's horrible.
I literally,
I was telling my friend, like, you know, why can't they show footage of Sam toss of recently drafted receiver Denzel Mims?
He's injured.
Is he already injured?
Yeah. But he still will be ready for week one.
Okay. I'll believe it. I mean, can he complete a successful go route up the field, and can Sam connect with him for 35 plus yards? You gotta have a vertical game in this league. This is the year where Sam and whoever the offensive coordinator is, they need to work on him. Obviously, Adam Gase also needs to contribute. They need to work on an offensive game where you are moving the ball upfield, and you know you're gaining up to like 25 plus yards a drive. You got to be doing it.
Yeah.
Sam has got to be racking in 300-yard games. You can't be, like, limiting him. I don't care if your best receiver is a freaking running back.
You've got no wideout receivers.
No, that's the problem. They don't have a number one wide receiver. I mean, everyone's making a big deal.
That's the problem.
They signed Moncrief. This guy hasn't been good since the Colts.
Hasn't. Has not. Who's that receiver on the Seahawks? The big receiver that they have. Oh no, that's DJ Metcalf.
Yeah,
that's a different guy. DJ Metcalf they have. He's another great guy. That I wish that the person that the Jets need. That's what the Jets need, is a DJ Metcalf. Someone that could go up the field, power through defenders, catch the ball, and just go. Just produce.
They need an AB.
Playmakers.
Antonio Brown.
It's just, Antonio Brown is probably not going to be back in the league ever again unless somebody tries to pick him up. Like, I don't know, like the Ravens or something like that.
I like the Jets to pick him up because they need a number one receiver. They need that. I'm willing to take the criticism.
They don't need that baggage. They're the last team that needs baggage. They already have a team. The team already can't stand Adam Gase. Let's get that, like, you know, let's put that out for the record. The Jets as a team are already turning on Gase. The cracks are already showing. Le'Veon already went on social media and was bashing the coach. Jamal Adams bashed the coach, and now he's tonight, and then they traded him. So who's next?
Bell's going to be leaving the Jets now. He's going to be traded.
This coach got ran out of Miami. The players couldn't stand them. The fans were throwing a party when Gase was gone. They didn't care if he brought him to the playoffs 1 year. The guy was a terrible coach. He's not a good coach.
That 7-9 record doesn't speak for itself. No. I've said that numerous times.
Absolutely not. When your team is 1-7, I don't care what you do after that, because you were no longer in the conversation. You had nothing to fight for. There was no playoff aspirations for that team. None. You got a bad head coach. No wideout receivers that can go downfield and make.
Still play. Have wideout receivers. We still haven't fixed that problem. We have no defense now.
You got no secondary.
Yeah, no pass rush.
No pass rush. One of your top linebackers, who you owe a lot of money to, and C.J. Mosley opted out, which I respect. That's his personal decision. But as a team and your aspirations for the season, that's not good. You're paying the guy a lot of money to be, you know, a really good middle defender. And it's just – and he opted out. Which
he played one half of football for the New York Jets.
No, I think he came back at, like, the latter part of the season.
He did? I thought he just played one half of football for them. That's what people were saying.
I think he came back at the tail end of the season.
Didn't really make a difference.
Didn't make one difference. Yeah, well, we were 6-2. Yeah, well, you were 1-7 before. You lost to a Dolphin team that had no wins.
Bengals. That was another beauty.
With no wins. Yeah, you had some really nice wins against the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Raiders. Everything else was crap. Well, yeah, well, and they beat the Giants. Well, the Giants are terrible.
They just picked up Logan Ryan. I wish the Jets picked him up. Now with all that money, they don't have to pay Adams now.
And now Giant fans are going crazy because Logan Ryan signed. Even the Giants defense is hot garbage. So I don't have any celebration in my soul for the Giants right now. If the Giants start off the season 3-0, I will be jumping for joy. And the same with the Jets too. But I don't see that happening. Can you pull up the schedule for me?
I got you.
Quick Jets schedule. You know, on the I think next week it's next Thursday we have Chiefs and was it Texans?
Let me double check as I'm looking the Jets schedule up. Yep, Texans Chiefs.
On Thursday, right? Next Thursday? Yeah. Wow. Coming back, man.
Yeah. Jets Bills. And shout out to Caleb playing our show in the booth. He's a Bills fan. First game, first Sunday here, Jets Bills
at the Bills.
Yeah,
that's a loss.
Yeah, you know
that's
it
a
is.
Bad loss. The
Bills are
the
a good team.
And their defense is stacked. They have Stephon Diggs ready to tear through the Jets secondary. It's not even going to be close. Who's going up against him?
Then the second week we play the Niners.
that's a loss.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Nick Bosa tear apart Sam that game too.
he'll go right through.
It's not gonna be good.
Yeah, you know that.
Oh my
god. We'll go right through that line.
That's 0-2.
With Mekhi Becton there.
Hopefully he's good. I'm counting on him.
Third game, the Colts. They have to face Phillip Rivers and the Colts.
That's like a toss up. But like I think the Colts are better. I think the Colts are a much better team. So either 1-2 or 0-3. Either way, I mean,
I wish I could just time travel back to 2010. Remember those years?
Man.
With Danian Tomlinson, Sean Green, Mark Sanchez.
I'll tell you this.
Plaxico Burress, Braylon Edwards.
I'll tell Raul Revis. They may not have had a lot of star power, but man, did they play football. Like real tough grind out football. And they were a win away from going to the Super Bowl.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. But go back to that schedule. Because you see, that Colts game could be a real must win game. Where is it at? Is it at home?
I think it's in Indianapolis. Let me double check. Yeah, Indianapolis. It's in Indianapolis.
Oh, boy. That's a must-win game. They're not beating the Bills and the Niners. Like, where are the like? How are you winning with what players? And you can't go 0-3, so that's going to be a big game against Indy. So, would you say that they win that game? Honestly,
I think they lose.
I mean, I get that Phillip Rivers is old, but he could. But you know. He's got a great offensive line, pretty good receivers. I think it's going to be a tough one. I think they do lose that one.
Yeah.
What's that fourth game?
Fourth game is the Broncos.
Against Drew Locke.
Yeah.
Man, I think they can win that game.
It's possible.
So 1-3.
Then they play the Cardinals.
Man.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray could tear them up.
Hopkins.
Tear them up. Who?
Hopkins is there now.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Man. I can honestly see them win that game, though. I don't know why. Didn't they play the Cardinals last year?
No.
No. Oh, no, I think the Giants played them.
Giants won, I think, right?
I think. I don't know. I don't even remember, dude. It feels so long ago. So let's say they beat the Cardinals. So they're 2-3.
Yeah.
So who's after that?
After that, we have the Chargers.
Chargers, that's a loss. That's 2-4. Oh boy. Now we're 2-4. Yeah. Now we're in a place where like I get it, like the division is not gonna be as tough because the Patriots are not gonna be as good. So 2-4 is not really doom and gloom.
It will be after the next 2 weeks.
Oh boy, what's that?
The Bills and the Chiefs.
Oh boy. But can we beat the Bills at home? I mean, we couldn't last year. We blew up a 16-point lead. So let's say, okay, so they'll probably lose both. So what's that, 2-6?
Yeah, and then they play the New England Patriots.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I mean, you're playing Cam Newton, man. Is it at home or is it in Foxborough?
It's at home.
I'll say they win that game. Put them at 3-6.
Then we got the Dolphins back to back. First, they're in Miami.
A home at home.
Yeah.
Man. I'll say they split. That doesn't matter on where. I'll say a split. So what's that? 4-7.
Yeah.
4-7.
Raiders.
Well, you're wearing a Raiders hat right now.
Yeah.
I say they win. They beat the Raiders. So that's 5-7.
Seahawks.
Oh, that's a bad loss. That's 5-8.
5-8.
Yeah.
The Rams.
The Rams. That's a toss-up. Well, what would you think?
I think they lose. They're in LA.
It's in LA? Yeah, I think that's a loss. So it's 5-9.
Here we go. We got the Browns in at home.
Browns at home. Man, that's a loss. They lost to them last year.
And the year before.
And the year before that. It's 5-10. Okay. So
we end it with the New England Patriots in Foxborough.
I think that's a loss.
Yeah.
So that's 5-11. So literally, see, because there were a couple of games that I was kind of unsure about. But even if I was to flip it, it's still 6-10, 7-9. Still the same thing. Yep. Or I could say that they or they could lose more, and then you're talking about 5-11 or 4-12. Either way, no playoffs. And that's the end of the third year of Darnold's rookie contract.
Do you start looking for a quarterback in the draft after that?
No. I mean, it'll depend on – it'll honestly just depend on how he performs.
Yeah.
If he's, you know, just being himself and performing, like, you know, pretty good, I guess you could blame it on not having weapons. Just like how people blamed the Jets back then for not giving Sanchez any weapons. Then they got weapons, and then he ended up sucking in the end. Like Marshall and Decker and people like that.
Well, no, that was Geno Smith.
That was Geno? And
Fitzpatrick, yeah. Yeah. Sanchez really didn't get any weapons.
Yeah. But Sanchez Antonio wasn't Holmes. That good. Yeah. Sanchez wasn't even that good. That was the truth. Man, but are you really like how much confidence do you really have in this Jets team?
I have no confidence. I don't have any confidence in this Jets team.
All the confidence has been wiped from you for years.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. After 2015?
Yeah.
With the Bills.
Yeah.
I've been done since then. I'm just finished. I don't have any hope anymore.
The fact that we have players now that have been calling out the coach. And Le'Veon is a star here. He's a high-priced star. He's your biggest offensive weapon. Why is he going against the coach?
They better not get rid of him. I want Gaze out of here.
Before Bell.
Yeah. I'd rather have Bell be coach.
Bell be player coach?
Yeah.
I'll take Greg Williams as coach.
Yeah, put him as head coach.
Mm-hmm. You ain't kidding. Man. Do you have anything else to discuss, man? I'm all cooked.
Leonard Fournette signing a one-year deal with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, let's end it with this.
Well, they're stacked.
They're offensively stacked. I mean, like, their defense, you could use some work. Again, we'll have to wait and see. It's a really old team.
Yeah.
Old quarterback, old tight end, old running back. I don't know how old Mike Evans is, but.
Then they got O.J. Howard.
Well, he's young. He was just drafted not that long ago. They've got a good amount of people. Mm-hmm.
And they just drafted a really nice offensive lineman too, Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah.
In the first round, it was a really nice pick. Left tackle for Brady. Perfect. So we'll see how that goes with the Buccaneers. Man, but you ready to wrap this up, man?
Yeah, that's everything. You go first with the socials.
All right, so my Instagram is at TANOOCH96. Once again, at TANOOCH96.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Max, TheReelMax. Go check out all of our previous episodes on my website, maxrcoughlin.com. MaxrCoughlin.com. Again, that's MaxrCoughlin.com. You go to shows under shows, Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses. You can check us out on my YouTube channel, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. You'll see all the Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses podcasts there, as well as Podbean, Spotify Podcasts, and Anchor FM, as you already know. And shout out to Caleb for playing the show in the booth. We got Bill's Mafia in the booth right now. Shout out to you. And anything else, Pavena?
Nothing really, but, let's just – I'll sign off to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to listen to WSJU Radio Monday through Friday all day. Great shows on there. Go in on the TuneIn app. It's free. All you do is just go on the App Store, click on it, download it, search up WSJU Radio. You should – see the logo, you click on, good, no cost at all. You get all of DJ Mad Max's content, all his shows, and the guests that he brings on. Some great content from other shows, from people in the club. And it's Monday through Friday, and it's all student ran. So we do all the work, and you get to enjoy. So tune in, guys. Don't forget. But thanks for listening in, and enjoy the rest of your week. So long.